Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena.
Hi, this is Ray. I called you weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
And, I was
can you hear me
with,
now?
Yes, I can hear you fine. It must be my phone. Battery's probably about dead or something. But anyhow, I just wanted to talk to somebody about this flyer that I received in the mail today.
Yes, sure. Could you please give me the 16-digit reservation code on the letter?
2411. 4101-0026-7593.
Okay, let's see. And that will be RMAC LLC?
You got it.
Okay, great. And I will need some information to be verified. Are you the owner of the business?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when did you become the owner of this business? What year?
February 2014.
Okay. So, what is your business doing exactly? What's your line of business?
We are in trucking. We are a general freight hauler. We haul.
I see.
General freight, dry freight.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And what is your business phone number, please?
Business code number?
Phone number. Your business phone. Your company phone number.
Okay. 615-238-4866.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that you'll be talking to, his name is Raphael.
Raphael, okay.
Yep, he's the operations manager and all that stuff.
Okay.
If you need to talk to somebody at that number, yeah.
I see.
I've done the financing on the thing the whole time.
Okay, but you are the registered owner of this business.
Yes.
And you are 100% owner.
No, I'm 66% owner, so I'm controlling interest owner.
Okay. And how many co-owners do you have?
Just Raphael.
Oh, just Raphael. Okay.
Yeah, so just Raphael.
Okay. And what do you need money for right now?
Well, I'm thinking it's what I did in the beginning was finance him to get him started in his business. Because he had experience, about 11
mm-hmm.
years of experience. So I financed the business to start with and have financed it for now 2.5 years. And he's doing well enough. He needs to own it, so I'm going to sell it to him if I can get money for him to buy me out.
Mm-hmm. The only problem I can see in this scenario, let's say, what is your gross annual sales? And I will explain to you.
Well, last year we had about 390,000.
390,000.
Last year,
okay.
Yeah.
And this year, let's say, for the last 6 months, are you doing
maybe
than last year?
No, because we let some of the carriers go. So I'm going to say we're probably at 100 and maybe at 130 thus far,
for
maybe 150.
Months.
Yeah,
for the
six
first
months,
six
about
months.
130 probably. Yeah, I'd say around 130,
okay.
Something like that.
And how much do you want to sell him your part of business for?
46,000. Yeah, 46,000. That gets all the equipment.
I understand. But the only problem I can see is if you are getting the loan on your business, you will be the one who will sign the loan.
No, that's not okay. I'm trying to get my money out of the business. So it's not okay.
And, no other way. You are the majority owner. Without your signature, nobody will give any loan to this business.
Well, if I sign the thing, then I'm still responsible for the loan, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay. The only way I can see in this, it's for you to, but that's, I don't know if you want to do it, first transfer it all on his name, make him the sole owner, but that's up to you. I do not see how can such a small business get a loan without guarantee of the owners.
Well, the flyer here says unsecured loans up to 3 years.
Right. Yes, it's an unsecured loan. We don't need any security, but we need the owners to sign this loan.
Okay.
So, if that's okay with you, no problem.
We can let him sign it.
What is his
percentage? I can give him a bill of sale, and he can sign it.
What is his percentage in the business?
33. He owns a third, I own two-thirds.
No, it's not enough for us. It has to be minimum. We can try. How good is his credit history?
Oh, it's in the 600s, I think he said. Something like that.
Not very good.
Yeah.
See, another thing is...
Well, he had a bankruptcy about 5 years ago or six.
Okay. So, see, with $160,000 in 6 months, so you're predicting this year you will have about $300,000. You will not be qualified for $46,000 in an unsecured loan.
What is it?
It will be less. It will be less. I cannot tell you exactly, but usually it's about 10% of your gross annual sales based on the most recent six bank statements. So we will look at six bank statements, and it's a very new business. His credit is not that great, like you're saying. He had a bankruptcy. I don't know.
Long
I would say somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000.
Not interested. I guess this call was for naught because I'm not interested in any of the stuff that you've talked about here. So,
it all depends on the qualifications of the business, but for majority.
Business is a very
owner.
Good business. The
no,
business
no,
is
I
very
understand.
Good business. We just added a new truck. And so the business will pick up from here on out the rest of the year. But, I'm not willing to do all the jumps through the hoops that you're talking about. I just thought the ad was great.
I'm sorry. Maybe, Ray. I'm telling you very straightforward that when you're getting loan for a small business, the majority owner, that's the one who's signing the document.
Yeah,
that's
well, like I said, I could sign the business to him. I could give him a bill of sale that he's bought my share. And then he would own the business, wouldn't he?
Probably, yes.
Yes, no doubt about
but
it.
You would do it after the fact that you are approved?
Well, if he got approved, yes. I mean, what he could do is he could apply for the loan himself.
Okay. That's a possibility.
But you don't have enough money there. There's not enough money available. I need the $46,000 to buy me out, and he doesn't have the other part. So.
Does he have any paid off trucks?
Does he have what?
Trucks which are paid off, free and clear, owned by the business.
Absolutely. Every piece of equipment, the only thing that the business owes is $12,500.
Okay.
We have the title on the first truck, And so it's worth, that truck is worth about $38,000. And then we own three trailers that are ours. We have the title to. And if you add those on, you're talking about another $15,000 to $20,000 for those three trailers, maybe even more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're talking a lot of money here.
It's a lot of money, but see, if you want working capital loan, which is money which you want to do whatever you want with them, then you're only getting 50 cents on a dollar for it.
Yeah, we don't want working capital. All I'm interested in is get him to buy me out, you know. Find somebody to loan the money for him to buy me out. That's all we're interested in. You know, we've made it just fine. So
and what kind of loan are you planning to get for him to buy you out?
Well, just any kind. Anybody that wants to loan good money.
Why? And it wouldn't work for you if he would give you, let's say, a down payment of $20,000 and pay you in installments or whatever arrangement is.
No, that wouldn't work. I want my money.
You don't trust this business, and you want us to trust him, right?
I've trusted you for 2.5 years. I just need my money. That's all.
I understand.
You guys are in business to make installment loans, but I'm just a small
guy.
Yeah,
but we're in business to make money on it,
me too. Me too. I'm in business to make money too.
Yeah.
So I hope you understand
that it sounds extremely risky to do what you want bank to do, and I don't think anybody would do it.
There's somebody to do exactly what I want. I found them before.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's somebody. Somebody will want to loan money because what are you going to charge in interest? You're going to charge maybe 8 to 9%, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen the documents yet. I don't know how business is working and what's going on in that business, and I didn't see his credit report yet.
Well, if I was borrowing the money for myself, my credit report is excellent. So what kind of interest are you going to charge me on $50,000?
But see, you don't want me to have you as the applicant. You want me to have him as an applicant, right?
Well, what good would it do me to be the applicant? All I'm doing is changing hands with the $46,000 that I need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a small guy. I'm going to reinvest that $46,000 whenever he
pays
me.
Absolutely. You will take this $46,000 and reinvest. The only problem
is for him to keep with
the payment.
You guys are sending all these flyers out there, and it's kind of deceiving to start with.
And what is
secured, unsecured?
I'm sorry. Does it say that this money is for selling the business or buying the business?
Well, it said everything except that. Said you could do what you wanted to. It did say you could
do what you want to. Absolutely,
with the money.
But you want to get out of the business. You want to borrow money and get out.
No, I don't want to borrow any. I'm trying to do this on his behalf.
Okay. Then at least we would need to see the application with his name and see how his credit looks. We might be able to do it. It all depends on the bank statement and his credit report and your one-year tax filing. So I can send you the application.
There was an application in the flyer itself.
Yeah, but that application will not work for our credit department. That application just for us to call you. I can
so
send you the
another...
Excuse me?
Nothing. I'm basically just finished talking because you can't, no matter what documents we gave you, you can't offer the amount of money that's needed because of the business. You said it's not producing enough business to make that kind of a loan to start with. So
it depends on how many. Do you have any insufficient funds in the last 2 months? Any days with insufficient funds?
No.
And you have a positive balance at the end of the month, every month?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, then, you know, maybe our credit department, it's not my decision, it's credit department's decision, and sometimes they surprise me. If they see that business can produce, and really they can predict that this business, like you said, will do much better in the future, in the next couple of months, they might be able to do it.
Yeah.
But again, I cannot tell you for sure without having the documents.
Yeah. Well,
so
we're probably not going to be doing any business. So I appreciate you talking with me and filling me in this much on the info. So thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you.